News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I'm joined now by Conor Faulkner because obviously you will have seen the road deaths over the weekend. Now, Ireland remains one of the safest countries in the world when it comes to road safety, but the numbers are heading in the wrong direction. Now, we have this morning, as we do pretty much any time that we talk about this, we have reached out to the Road Safety Authority and asked them to provide us with a spokesperson to discuss the issue. And though you might have thought they would, what with awareness being a key part of their objective, thus far they have continued to refuse to make somebody available. But as I say, Conor is with us, independent motoring expert with CarZone. Conor, this continues a trend that up until a couple of years ago was going in a very positive direction. So positive that the Road Safety Authority believed it could get to zero deaths within a reasonable time frame. We're heading the other way now.
Yeah, well, the zero death thing is a sort of a pan-European ambition, originally from Sweden, just called a Vision Zero. And it's a sort of a nice statement that says that the only acceptable number of road deaths is zero, and we're not finished working on road safety until we get there. And, you know, I like that aspiration. But in the meantime, the government has interim road safety targets that it's supposed to be hitting. And as you say, Anton, we were doing really well. I mean, we had put an awful lot of effort into it, and we were doing really well. But, you know, what has gone wrong laterally? I should say that, you know, even at our current rate of road death, there are plenty of other countries that are plenty worse. I mean, there are still countries that look at us and say Ireland's standards are not too bad, but we are getting worse. And one of the things, to my mind, I make the point every time, is the size of the Garda Traffic Corps. I was looking at data the other day, said that the Garda Traffic Corps in 2009 was supposed to be just over 1,000 members. Garda Traffic Corps headcount now is just over 600 members. So the Garda Traffic Corps is down by 40%. And in that period of time, the total population in Ireland is up by 1 million people, 20% more people. Huge jump in the number of cars and vehicles on the road and a huge drop in the number of traffic Gardaí. Now, it's not the only factor, but it's one of the big factors that is in government hands, and they had allowed it to wither on the vine.
Now, is that a strategic choice, Conor? I mean, you're in and around the sort of the corridors where these decisions are made when it comes to road safety. Is it that those in power are looking at Ireland and saying, well, look, we're top five in the EU, we're top 15 globally when it comes to road deaths, therefore the resources in the Gardaí can better be allocated elsewhere? Or is it lack of a care and attention?
Well, I think the care and attention is intermittent. I mean, the care becomes passionate in response to a really bad event. So something terrible happens on the roads. And then, you know, whoever the road safety minister is at the time tells you, you know, I've thought up of a new law. You know, we'll double penalty points on bank holiday weekends, or we'll ban e-scooters, or we'll do this or we'll do that. And you kind of put your head in your hands and go, there's really no point if you're not willing to do the basics, and providing adequate levels of policing is absolute basic for road safety. Now, the guards' counterpoint, I mean, I'll make it for them. They will say that, you know, traffic guards are not the only ones who enforce traffic issues. You know, any guard can prosecute you or can catch you at any time. And while that's theoretically true, if you make a big deal out of the specialist function of traffic policing, then you will get results for us. And, you know, the frustrating thing is we've seen this work before. It's an unsexy strategy. It doesn't get headlines for ministers, but it's just the basics. It's like weeding the garden. If you do it continually, you'll keep it in good health. If you don't, it doesn't matter what else you do. It's not going to work. It's the most basic. They used to talk about the three stools of, or the three legs of the stool of road safety, enforcement, education, and evaluation. The most important thing that we have is enforcement. And if you neglect that, really, your chances of succeeding, no matter how passionate the minister of the day, your chances of succeeding are pretty slim.
Conor Faulkner, thanks very much. Conor Faulkner, independent motoring expert with CarZone.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.